Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And Tommy and I are just trashing everybody. Just trashing everybody.
Well, that's because we're safe in here. Nothing can harm us in here.
You didn't see me leave during the break, did you?
No.
You didn't see me go nowhere, did you?
But what happened the last time you stepped outside? Tell me.
I'm glad you brought that up. Tom Lavero is with me, presented by Ackerman. Get real security with a guarantee by Ackerman at AckermanSecurity.com. He's always in here with me on Wednesdays for a Sky Wednesday. Just makes sense, man. Makes too much sense.
Absolutely. Play those horns.
You tell me if I'm crazy. Right now.
Well, okay. I think that's not a question that needs an answer.
All right. I'm going to tell you what happened. You tell me. So, about a year and a half ago, there was these emails that went out. Emails that showed what all the podcast downloads were for everybody at the station. Weekend shows,
right.
Evening shows, midday shows, whatever. And I was doing the Chad Dukes Wrestling Show at the time. And yes. I was trying to get somebody around here to care about it because I thought it was popular. People told me they were listening. So I went to this guy that runs the podcast and I said, hey, shoot me an email. Put me on this email address. This email chain. I'd like to know what my wrestling show is doing. And I saw it was doing really well. I was lots and lots of downloads. I think we were the fourth most downloaded show on the station, you know, more than a lot of other stuff. So I was like, hey, maybe someone would take notice of this. Salespeople might, you know, we could very easily do some stuff with the WWE. They're aware of me. We could do some pay-per-view appearance watching. We could sell it to a bar. You know, there's some revenue here that could be generated. Nothing. No one cares. Everyone hates me. It's cool. It's not a big deal. We're able to move past it. But I've stopped doing that show now because they beat me down. Like that's just what happens in the grind. The great wheel turns, the great wheel in the sky. And I continue to get these emails that shows all the downloads, that show all the podcasts, yes. Right? Well, right now, it's me, it's the Grant and Danny, and it's the Junkies, okay? Junkies are a monster. They're a juggernaut. They're the biggest morning show in the area. They've been around 21 years. Nobody can touch them. I'm not in competition with the Junkies. But the Grant and Danny podcasts and my podcasts are separated by the fact that they're very popular. And they probably have, no matter what formula you want to strap to it, they probably have more podcast downloads than I do. I'm cool with that. But I have one less segment an hour than they do. Okay?
Okay.
You following me?
Yeah.
I do three segments. They do four.
This is radio language.
Right.
I get that.
I do three longer segments. And the reason why we break the clock up, I don't want to get into it. None of the listeners care. But it has to do with the other station. It has to do with the shift. It has to do with when people go to break. And we figured out this is the best way for me to do this show. Even though I'm by myself and I'm doing the longer segments, it just makes more sense. And I agree to it and it's fine. But I do one less segment. So do that math. I have every single day four less segments, 20 less segments a week, right?
Right.
So that's, I just don't even have a chance to get those downloads. You understand what I'm saying? So if we're in any type of competition or any type of blank measuring contest, I'm always going to lose because I've got one less segment, okay?
So the segments are downloaded separately.
Yes. Yes, we put them up by segment, so you download them segment-wise. So, and again, this is not anything to do with Grant and Danny. I love those guys. They do a great job. They're the huge show. They have great ratings. And I like them both individually very much as people outside of what they do on the radio. But I get the email, and on a regular basis, here's how the email goes. The Junkies are killing it. They've just set a new record. Grant and Danny established themselves at a premier podcast destination. All right, month goes by. The Junkies, again, crush all podcast expectations. Grant and Danny, oh, my God, these guys pledge fealty to them. Do you have any virgin daughters? Drag them in here. And it's just week, after month of me being negatively reinforced by this guy, Mike Gartell. Now, here's the problem. Mention the fact that I've got one less segment at least. Or at least have it be part of the conversation or use some sort of algorithm where we can take that into account. Because I'm looking at my ratings and they're killer. They're gangbuster, right? I'm doing really well for myself. I'm getting ratings bonuses. I didn't get ratings bonuses with LeVar and Dukes. I'm getting them with this, right? I'm doing a good job. This is not me saying it. This is the plan that we have instituted on how we figure out what the ratings are. So my thought was, take me off this fakakta list.
Yes.
Because I don't need to see this every
month. Yes, that would, it's going to be my suggestion. Okay. Just tell him to take you off the list.
You've beat me to the finish line yet again, Lavero. I'm in the bathroom. I sent this email to this guy Gartell, right? Privately. I said, can you just take me off this list? I don't do the wrestling show anymore. I don't want to see these emails anymore. He responds, great, no problem. I'm like, okay, problem solved. This is great.
Yeah.
I get ambushed in the bathroom. I get gangbanged by Chris Lingbach and Chris Kynard, the CNC Chucklehead Factory. They're sitting in there going, hey, why'd you want to get taken off that list? And you know you have to stay on that list, right? You have to stay on the list. You have to see what the downloads are. And I'm like, well, why do you even know about this email? And why do I have to stay on the list? I don't need to know how many podcast downloads the Junkies or Grant and Danny or Crashing the Fiasco have or any of these other shows that are on this radio station. No disrespect, Tom. I love you. I don't care how many downloads you have for you and Annie Poland show. I want you to be successful. I want you to earn $1 million, but I don't care. It doesn't change anything about what I do with my life. And I'm being told that I have to be on this email, which I requested to be on in the first place, and now I'm requesting to be off of it because I get enough negative reinforcement from the phones and from social media from my listeners and from Brock Lesnar and Landfill and the other guy, Jared.
So now, instead of just the people in the radio station who know that you want it off,
yes,
the whole world knows.
I guess somebody came in with a big bass drum, boom, 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 and came marching up and down the hall and told everybody, hey, Dukes, what's off this email address? What's going on? What type of a loser is this? They had some sort of powwow behind the scenes. So what I wanted to ask you is, am I a paranoid, delusional maniac for having this thought process?
Well, the fact that it happened in the bathroom, I think, brings up that whole issue about you being locked away in a bathroom when you were young.
I hate
years.
That you continue to push forward this narrative. Well, I assure you that didn't happen.
I think, again, one of your worst moments just happened in a bathroom. So I think,
well, yes, this was a tragic moment. This was tormenting.
I think you need to examine that. But I think you're right. You should have been that. The smart thing to do was just be taken off. Being in the radio business, it was relatively new to me.
Right.
And the part that I always...
Not now, but
the part I tried not to pay attention to, which is hard to do in radio, is numbers. I don't, I have no concept at all how many clicks I'm getting on the Times. I've never checked. I've never read the comments. I don't want to know because it's not going to change how I do my job.
Well, that is my thought, is that none of this will help me do a better show. Now, there are things I do to try to help do a better show. I air check myself. I listen when people tell me I have crutch phrases, when people tell me they've heard this too much or this too much. I do try to take that into account when I'm deciding how to do the best show that I know how to do. But my thought is, you have hired me to do this show. You know who I am. You know my works, what my strengths and weaknesses are. You've entrusted me with this. Me being reinforced, told over and over again, that my podcast downloads are horrible does nothing to help me with that. It does nothing to help me get into a good space, and yet I'm being told that we have prizes to give away that I'm not allowed to give away, and my podcast numbers, I have to continue to be reinforced with the fact that they're not good, even though the ratings are really good.
Chad,
it's a weird spot to be in.
Let me give you some wise advice here.
I need it.
They don't care about you.
They don't need no education, Tommy.
They don't care about you.
They don't need no thought control. What do you got going on? You got a lot going on, don't you? I feel like you got a lot of things going on.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out. Are you on Snapchat?
No. I'm an adult. I'm an adult male.
Well, apparently the world is going on Snapchat.
Are you getting on Snapchat?
No, I can't handle another social media platform. I can't do it.
You barely can handle Instagram.
I know.
I go over there sometimes. I'm worried about you. I almost call you sometimes when I see your Instagram post. Vero, is everything all right?
It took me years to figure out. Thanks to Chad to figure out how to fix my photos on Instagram.
Yes, they were not rationally put in there.
No, you're my spiritual social media advisor.
Thank you again for coming out to the Chad Dukes Veterans Day Jamboree, Tommy. Very nice of you.
My pleasure. Had a great time.
Very nice, and it was a great cause, so I appreciate you doing that. You're a good man. Cigars and Curveballs, get it. It's up on iTunes right now. Download it. Leave it a 5-star review, and then it's at Tom Lavero, and he will be on in just a couple of days right here on 106.7 The Fan. Saturdays with Mr. Andy Poland. Thank you, Tommy.
Thank you, Chad.
Fun to have you in here. Appreciate you listening to the lunacy and contributing to it in a meaningful way. Mr. John Anik will tell us next if Conor McGregor fighting Oscar De La Hoya is actually something that could take place.
It's a Ska Wednesday on Chad Dukes versus the world.
are. Quick recap of everything that's happened on the show today. By the way, thank you to everybody that's listened to the show today. It has been my pleasure. The Junkies Rewind coming up next, followed by Georgetown versus Mount St. Mary's right here at 6:45. Plenty of good FM quality radio still headed your way. Any prizes today, Landfill?
No.
God, I hate working here. I hate the show. Will I be taken off the email address that constantly reaffirms that nobody listens to my podcast, Landfill?
No.
God, I hate working here. I hate the show. I've been told that we have prizes to give away. Will I be allowed to ship them out?
No.
God, I hate working here. I hate the show. Man. Does anyone at the station have more live reads per show than me?
No.
God, I hate working here. I hate the show. Does anyone understand the emails about the intercom merger?
No.
God, I hate working here. I hate the show. Have we merged with intercom yet?
No.
God, I hate working here. I hate the show. Will any good come of what I'm doing right now?
No.
God, I hate working here. I hate the show. Yeah, all right. Awesome. Where's my song? Play my song, you boob. God's sakes. Play it right now. I don't care if it's 20 seconds early. Thank you. It's the only thing keeping me sane right now. God. I know that I'm doing something that's going to get me into trouble when stupid Blue Shorts comes running into the studio with a big Mac Tonight grin. Big S-eating Cheshire Cat grin. Comes screaming in there, and I'm like, well, I'm going to get a talking to. I'm going to get a text message from the boss. All right. Appreciate the Fruitcake Emporium. Bunch of stuff to get to here. Podcast. Hey now, everybody. Look at it this way. You have one less podcast per segment, per hour, by the way, listen to for me. That'll free you up for books on tape, whatever else you want to get to. The Fighter and the Kid, whatever it is. The Slopcast with Brock Lesnar. The Daily Download, the Dilly Download with Chris Lingebach, whatever it is. Go to cdvtw.com/audio. That's where you can get my podcasts. They are free. Or just go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/CDVTW. Speaking of podcasts, I make my way to Fairfax to do the Chad Dukes Rodcast tonight, RODKAST.com. It is gross and it's grody. People still use the word grody. It's a grody podcast, but I think it's funny. You might like it. If you like me, if you like me in a more of an uncensored environment, go to RODKAST.com or at Rodcast on Twitter. Tomorrow is Yacht Rock Thursday. Jared, who we got coming on the show? You got anybody booked?
No.
Damn it. God, I hate working here. I hate the show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.